Welcome to the ABCs today. Welcome to the ABCs of Home Organization, the podcast that simplifies home management, one letter and habit at a time. I'm your host, Stephanie King, your go-to gal for all things decluttering and home organizing. Thank you so much for joining me. This podcast is all about breaking down home organization into bite-sized, doable habits. Inspired by my book, ABCs of Home Organization, each episode gives you quick, actionable steps to clear the clutter, build routines that stick, and turn your space into a home that empowers you. Whether your home feels like chaos or you just want a little refresh, you're in the right place. We're here to simplify your world, elevate your mindset, and give you back your time so you can focus on what really lights you up. New episodes drop every Wednesday at 6 a.m., perfect for that morning coffee or commute. Hit play, subscribe, and let's get this transformation started. Your beautifully organized life starts now. Hello, 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 and welcome to episode M. M is for making the bed each day. Making the bed each morning starts the day with a win, instills independence, and keeps your room looking tidy. Win-win all around right there. Before we delve into M, I want to touch base with you guys. How is life? How is the organizing world treating you? Are you having success in any areas that you'd like to share? I would love to hear from you. Share, share, share. If not, keep trying. Every day is a new day. And if you do one thing that is better than it was yesterday, that's honestly success. So take it as you will. So we are going to jump into making the bed, and we are going to talk about why making your bed matters every morning, touch on various micro routines that you can add to the bed making, and then how this all can lead into big transformations for you. Are you ready? So a lot of people think, oh, making my bed, no big deal. Like, who cares? Doesn't affect me, yada, yada. But making your bed is huge. It starts you off with a win, which is everything that we're looking for when we are trying to organize our life and our house. And so you start it with an intention that I'm going to do this. I have control. My space matters. I care. And plus, when you make your bed, it just looks better, like 70% cleaner. I don't know who came up with that statistic, but it popped up for me. So it gives an immediate sense of order in your space. And fun quote, because I love the quotes, an Admiral William H. McRaven, and if he's at all important, I have no idea. I Googled and he was a Navy SEAL, and then he went to be some chancellor at the school in Austin that we don't talk about. But if you want to change the world, start off by making your bed. Simple as that. It's just the best way to start off your day, your week, your life. And so I challenge you, I was going to wait until the end, but I challenge you to the next 7 days, make your bed every day and just see how you feel, what changes. If you have a bit of a step in your morning, or if you're able to accomplish more tasks since you started off with that win, right? You're building up the momentum. According to the Keystone Habit, one small completed task leads to more productivity throughout your day. So again, start with your making of your bed and just tell yourself, I'm going to do this, period. There's no hedging or running out of time or wanting to avoid it or forgetting. Just every morning when you get out of bed, brush your teeth, go make your bed. And if you're someone who has children, this instills a sense of ownership in their room and pride in their spaces. And it's something super easy that all kids can do. Even your two-year-old, three-year-old can make their bed, or just pull the comforter up over the sheets even if they can't bring the sheets up. They won't have those super military cut corners, but they can definitely make the bed look better. I can tell you that with all of my clients, if we're ever in a bedroom, I will not leave without making that bed. Because if we organize their entire space, but we leave that bed messy, which inevitably, I would say 80% of my clients, their bed is not made when I show up. But if we left that bed with the comforter down, the sheets all, the pillows everywhere, some on the floor, the room would not look clean. It would not look organized. And so I'm just challenging you to do this one task for the week and see how much difference it makes in your room, and potentially even leading you to do the other corners or clutter hotspots in that space as well. And so how to get it done is, have you heard of habit stacking? It's a concept by BJ Fogg. And you basically take a habit you already have, so let's say brushing your teeth, and then you add another habit on top of it, let's say, making your bed. And then as you are brushing your teeth, you then go make your bed. And then each time that you go to brush your teeth, you'll think, oh, my bed, and hopefully go make it. Or if you always do stretching in the morning and or sit-ups or something, in between a set, maybe you make one corner of the bed, and then in between the next set, you make the other corner of the bed. And so you just tack it on to something that you're already doing. If you're getting dressed, when you put your pants on, go make one half of the bed. Put your shirt on, go make the other half of the bed. However it is that you need to do it so that it doesn't seem as daunting to you, just tack it on to that task. But it's like two birds in one stone. But ideally, your brain doesn't have to make as many synapses, new ones, that you can just go and do that because you're tacking it on to the original habit. And so just try that this week. And then you know me, I'm a huge fan, and I hope you have accepted this into your life, but the 4 minute rule. If it takes less than 4 minutes, just go and do it. And your bed definitely will take you less than 4 minutes. I'm sure you can make your bed in like 1 minute. And so time yourself. Let me know how fast you actually are. Depends on how many pillows you have. I have four pillows, and so very quick. And yes, so making your bed, I would call a micro habit. And these are just small habits that are easy to incorporate into your daily routine. And it takes very minimal effort and time to complete. And so we're going to just chat briefly on other micro habits that you can incorporate throughout your day to have a more successful, organized life. So the easy one, and I know we've mentioned this before, but is emptying the sink each night. And so it helps you wake up to a fresh start for the next day so that you are ready to meet the world, whether you're cooking, drinking coffee, etc., in your kitchen. But also in feng shui, it's a hugely positive practice because it prevents the draining of good energy from your home. Generally, if you have dishes in your sink, it creates a buildup of stuck energy that we want to get rid of. And so make sure the sink is clear, and that will provide energy to flow throughout your house. Also, a huge fan of the end of day quick tidy routine. And so just clearing anything that doesn't belong from your floor, from your counters, returning all these items home. Okay, we want to return everything home, whether it's shoes, bag, laundry, toys. And then this will make your space look clearer, cleaner, safer. You won't be tripping over things that are stuck on the floor that you didn't see or that's not used to be there. And so it'll be much, much easier to navigate. And then one of my clients even did the basket on the stairs for her kids. And I am mixed about this. If it's a smaller basket, that's great. If it's a big one, I feel like it just builds up and it's not put away enough. And then the mound of items is so tall that it becomes daunting, and then it never gets put away, and then it becomes just either there on the stairs where things pile around it, or it gets taken upstairs, left somewhere, and then more and more and more piles around it. So if you're gonna do a basket, either in your living space where you're at the most, where you can put items that then get returned to other areas of the house, so that one space remains pretty much clutter-free, because everything that is clutter that belongs in a different spot of the house just gets put into like one designated basket. And then each evening you'll take 5 minutes, maybe less, and just walk around and return the item. So if you borrowed scissors from the kitchen, or if you needed tape or et cetera, you just return those items to their home. But rather than leaving it on the living room coffee table, it will go in this basket that is designated, I have to return this home. And again, this is only if you don't have time in the moment to actually return it to its space. If you use those scissors or that tape and you have, the 20 seconds to walk it back to the area you grabbed it, go ahead and walk it back. Do it now. Do it now. Keep telling yourself, do it now. Prevent future pileups by working action today, now, et cetera. And also laundry. We've touched briefly on laundry multiple times, but every time you leave the house or walk through the room, if it's ready to be shifted to the next step in the load making process, go ahead and do it. And so, like before you leave to go run errands, put a load of laundry in so that it's washing while you are gone doing something else. And then when you get back, you can switch it over to the dryer before you hop in the shower or put away your groceries or whatnot. And so the key is just to accomplish these mini, mini micro tasks that hopefully don't take much time, literally seconds. And you keep doing this throughout your day. And this will build into your daily life and become actual routines and habits. And that is always the goal. We want to be forming these habits and routines so that it's not work, it's just second nature to your entire being. You use something, you put it back. At the end of the day, you put those away. You do the laundry then, you make your bed, empty the sink, whatever it is that you want to do. And then a few non-organizing micro habits and or routines that are very popular right now is drink a glass of water immediately upon waking up. And so this is one that I actually do. I will fill a glass of water every night before I go to bed, and I set it by my bedside table. And maybe 60-40% do I drink it in the morning. It really depends on how thirsty I am, but it's supposed to like rev up your metabolism, get you started for the day, and it just helps you with accomplishing your daily intake of water goals. And then also step outside, get those 2 minutes of sunlight in the morning. They recommend normally before 11 a.m. And I rarely do this where I just walk outside to face the sun, but I do always, typically when I'm driving to work, but I'll turn my face to the sun and I always am like, good morning, sun. Lovely to see you. Thank you for shining. And here in Houston, he shines a lot. And so it's how I do greet the day. And the last little random micro routine is three things you're grateful for. Now, this is a huge one for me, especially if I'm feeling down or more low than usual. I always, always, always will start verbally stating three items that I'm grateful for that already happened, maybe from the day before or like that morning, or I had a good rest, whatever. And then also what I expect to happen that day that maybe has not already happened, but I say it as if it already has happened. Did you follow that? But it's a game changer in my outlook and positivity. With generally within a day, if not 2 days, my low energy and outlook and like me just feeling sad and depressed is uplifted. And it's just from looking at gratitude and how I'm grateful for XYZ in my life. And so I do recommend for yourself, if you are feeling overwhelmed or if tasks are daunting or if life is just trying to pull you under, just go into gratitude and write them down. You can just put it on a piece of paper, you can verbally say it out loud, you can call a friend, you can text somebody, however you want to do, whatever you need for the ability to do it. But I highly recommend gratitude on your daily routines. So all this stuff should take you less than 5 minutes, if not 1 minute each or less. It's going to add structure to your life, reduce your chaos, increase your clarity. It's going to make you more organized, more focused on life and living and being in the moment. And ooh, that's another one is presence. Who here knows about presence? I am raising my hand and you can't see. This is huge. This is like a biggest micro routine that you could possibly do throughout your entire life for every aspect of your entire being. Being present, presence, just means like you're fully engaged and aware of this exact moment. So you're not distracted by the past, thinking about the future. You're paying attention to your surroundings, your thoughts, your feelings. Without judgment, you're simply acknowledging the moment that you are living in at this time, being present. And so this is just brings feelings of like peace, and you have stillness, and you have acceptance, and you just have a heightened awareness of everything that's happening to you right now as well. And it's magical. It is life changing. And so take a look around your house and just be in it, right? And don't think about what it used to look like or what it might look like tomorrow. Just be in the moment today, right now. And how does it feel? What does it look like? Was there anything you want to change? How does it smell? Do you have sounds that you weren't able to hear before? But now that you've slowed down and took a breath and looked around, you're hearing, seeing, smelling, thinking. And so this is what you can do every day as well. Just take 30 seconds and take a moment, take a deep breath, close your eyes, and tune in to everything around you. Be present. The awesome part of doing these micro habits routines is that it's going to affect you on a holistic level, like you mentally, physically, emotionally, spiritually, and environmentally. It's just going to elevate and skyrocket. And if you're like me, you're going to be running around the house, singing, dancing as you clean, or if you'll open the blinds, you let the sun in, and it just lightens up the entire house for you, and it's wonderful. And so these huge transformations that are hopefully going to happen to you as you are letting go of the physical clutter, hopefully you're letting go of some of the mental clutter. And I firmly, truly believe that anytime we have piles of clutter, it's because of something in our life, a situation that has happened that has led to the clutter being built up. It's not like you just decided one day, oh, I'd love to live in clutter. Let me leave stuff everywhere. It's a timing thing. It is a mental decision fatigue making thing. It is a physical exhaustion thing. It is multiple reasons of why the clutter built up, but odds are likely that either one, the habits were not formed when you were young. Like that is quite a possibility. But two, a situation happened. So either there was a huge case at work that you were working, 20-hour days and you had barely any sleep. You went on vacation. You weren't here for a bit and someone else came and stayed in your house. Maybe they accumulated clutter. You lost a job, a spouse, a loved one. Someone moved out. Someone moved in. You combined houses, families, etc. That's a big one. When two people move in together and they don't declutter, you somehow end up with four can openers. And so the decisions are not made. Because again, it's probably a timing thing, right? Situational, et cetera. But lack of decision equals clutter. And so all you have to do is make the decisions. And I say that all you have to, and I know it's a lot. I know it's a lot. I have a client right now. We've been organizing, decluttering essentially, since January. And this is, we did 2 years, like two years ago. And she officially is moving. And so we have a huge deadline, which adds the stress. And so it also gives the momentum and the push to actually go through everything. And so we've been doing that since January, at least once a week, sometimes twice a week. And it is a lot. When you accumulate other people's clutter as well, it's just the decisions you have to make. I understand. It's exhausting. It is so exhausting. So one bite at a time, that's how you're going to climb it. One step at a time, one bite at a time, one paper at a time, whatever it is you have to do, just do it one at a time. And know that every momentum, any momentum is good momentum, is a success, is a win. And I totally jumped off target. But anyways, I want you to know that you doing these, all these micro little things is going to signal your body, your soul, yourself, that this is your home, this is your space, you care for it, you care for your own well-being, and you're going to take care of yourself, you're going to take care of your home, you're going to take care of your things, because even though they are inanimate objects and they're things, that still, I mean, it costs you money. It costs you time. At one point you were excited to get it. And so if none of that applies right now and you are ready to let it go, let it go. It's okay. And then a last little bit about your energy. If you have like one cluttered spot that you clear away and you organize it, your energy is going to change in that house, in that space, and also around yourself. And so just kind of shoot for that goal. Right? Like the restoration that you feel by organizing that one space, like how your vibration will be elevated. That's what I want you to chase. I want you to chase a higher vibration. I want you to realize that your energy is sacred and your house, the energy within your house affects your energy. And so you move differently when your energy is grounded by intention and by action and by success. And so make that bed. All right, so we touched base on why making your bed each day creates so much positive momentum that we want in all of our lives and can lead to other micro routines, which then lead into huge potential transformations within your house, but more importantly, within yourself. And I can tell you that the main takeaway from me visiting Peru and hiking for 6 days, climbing up to 16,000 elevation feet, this is like one life, guys. This is all that we have to live, this moment, this time. Like, you're not guaranteed tomorrow. You're not even guaranteed 60 minutes from now. And so if you are not living the exact life that you want, freaking change it. You know, like, there's no time to waste. And so whatever it is that makes you not happy in life, that you are like, about or less even, change it. I challenge you to change it. I challenge you to start taking action. Action is the gift that we give ourselves. Start taking it and create magic in your life. Create the exact life that you want to live, because dudes, we don't know. We don't know about tomorrow ever. So yes, that is what I challenge you to do. So who's in with me? Creating the life that we want. For me personally, it's living in a beautiful scenic area where I'm not sweating from the sun. Houston, so hot for me. And I want to potentially see mountains or water. I want to see the sun for sure. I have so much sun here. I love it. I'm spoiled. But I want to be able to be outside in nature and hiking up. And that is my goal. I'm giving myself 6 months. You're hearing it here first. And I want to create that change in my life. And we'll see what happens. Remember that getting organized is not about perfection. It's about creating a space that empowers you and makes your life easier. But most importantly, always be kind to yourself during this organizing process. If you found today's episode helpful, please subscribe, share it with a friend, or leave me a review. Also, join our Facebook group, ABCs of Home Organization Community. Post pictures, ask questions, and tell us how your organizing journey is going. I'll be back soon with more actionable tips to help you transform your space and your life. Until next time, happy organizing.